我们翻到生命记。
Let us turn to Deuteronomy.
生命记第33章第25节。
Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 25.
后面那句话哈，你的日子如何，你的力量也如何。
What it says in the latter part, as your days, so shall your strength be.
我这段时间一直跟弟兄姊妹交通到我们该走的路。
I have been often sharing with brothers and sisters how the way we ought to walk.
我们今天在走的是一条归回的路。
The way we are walking is a way of returning.
我们要回到神的心意。
We need to return back to God's heart.
我们要走一条恢复的路。
To return back to God's heart, we need to walk a way of returning.
我们要恢复到主所要的。
We need to return back to what God wants.
换句话说，我们今天已经失去了很多。
In other words, today we have lost so much.
我们要恢复到那真实的情况。
And we need to return and restore this true condition.
我跟弟兄姊妹交通到做门徒的实际。
So I shared with brothers and sisters the reality of discipleship.
我们重生得救，主呼召我们要做他的门徒，跟从他。
When we are born again and saved, the Lord has called us to be His disciples, to follow after Him.
换句话说，我认识到我有主人，我也承认我有主人的。
In other words, I know I have a master, and I acknowledge that He is my master.
我甘心让我主人掌管我这一生。
And I'm willing to let my Lord be the master over my life.
所以当有时候我想要的跟他要我要的不同的时候，
So at times when what I want differs from what the Lord wants,
如果你承认有个主人，你甘心给他带，你就会跟你的主人说，不照我的意思，只照你的意思。
And if you acknowledge there is a master and you let him lead, then you will say, not as I will, but as you will.
我们也会有个祷告说，但愿你的旨意成就在我身上。
And we will have a prayer that your will be accomplished in my life.
所以这个就是十字架的路。
And this is the way of the cross.
一个门徒跟从主，是一直跟着主走同样十字架的路。
A disciple who follows the Lord walks the same way, the way of the cross.
我们今天在地上，主要我们也是走一条十字架的路。
Today we are on this earth, and the Lord has also required of us to walk the way of the cross.
十字架的路不是要我们只是去受苦。
The way of the cross is not just for us to suffer.
它乃是因为我们这个人已经是堕落。
Because we're already a fallen man.
所以十字架的路乃是让我减少，让他增加。
So the way of the cross is that I decrease and he increase.
只有他的增加，我们才能够有丰富的生命，也才能够供应人。
Only his increase will give us an abundant life that we can supply to others as well.
所以他的目的在这里就塑造我们，能够像他。
So his purpose is to change us to be like him.
所以这是我们今天要恢复到我们主所要的一个实际。
So this is the reality that we ought to restore.
我们知道我们有许多方面都需要恢复的。
We know there are so many aspects that we need to restore.
我上次跟弟兄姊妹交通到我们恢复祷告的实际。
Last time I shared with brothers and sisters to restore the reality of prayer.
我们要能够知道祷告那个真实是怎么样的。
We need to know what makes prayer true.
什么叫做真实的祷告？
What is true prayer?
真实的祷告，我祷告不是对空气讲话。
True prayer, I'm not just speaking to the air.
我祷告乃是与天连结，与我的主连结了。
But I'm connected to heaven, I'm connected to my Lord.
我知道他听见。
I know he hears me.
我知道他会有回应的。
I know he will have a response.
这是我们祷告的目的。
This is the purpose of prayer.
所以我上次提了，我们祷告，我们需要有负担。
So last time I brought up that when we pray, we must have a burden.
我们需要是迫切的。
It must be earnest.
我们能够，我们是真实的。
And it must be true.
我们也能够随时随处的祷告。
And we need to pray ceaselessly, anytime, anywhere.
我今天愿意再交通一点，我们在什么环境里面能够随时随处的祷告呢？
I want to share a little bit more. In what condition can we pray anytime, anywhere?
当我们很顺的时候，你就根本不祷告。
When things are very smooth, you will not pray at all.
你甚至可以跟主说，哎，不要麻烦你了。
You might even tell the Lord, I don't need to bother you.
我自己搞定。
I can take care of it myself.
你祷告嘛。
Would you pray?
我们会随时随处祷告，因为有事情发生。
We will only pray ceaselessly anytime, anywhere because something happens.
因为我有事情我关心的。
Something that I care about.
我在难处中，我在生病中。
When I am in difficulty, when I am in sickness.
因为这些事情会让我紧张。
Because these things will make me nervous.
这些事情会让我忧虑。
These things will make me worried.
甚至可能我会有很多的苦读
and I'll maybe even be bitter.
因为里面苦得不得了，可能也哭了很多。
Because within me is so bitter and shed many tears as well.
我们要有个眼光，这个环境乃是神特别给我们学习来祷告。
But we need to have the view that this condition has been specifically arranged by the Lord for us to learn prayer.
我们祷告不一定是外面的环境就变。
When we pray, not necessarily the outward circumstances will change.
我们祷告，外面环境可以没变，但我里面变。
When we pray, even if the outward circumstance doesn't change, but within, I have changed.
我们里面有了安息。
And within, we have this rest.
我们里面有了力量。
And within, we have the strength.
就好像刚刚读的那些圣经啊，他说你的日子如何，你的力量也如何。
Like the verse we just read, as your days So shall your strength.
我们祷告乃是让我里面本来已经完全失去力量了，力量又回来。
When we pray, it is like we have completely lost our strength, but after prayer, our strength returns.
这是给我们进入了祷告的时期。
And we enter into the reality of prayer.
我三年前大病了一场。
Three years ago, I was very sick.
我躺在床上的时候我只能够跟我抓住一件事，我说主，我知道你是爱我的。
When I was lying in my bed, I just held on to one thing, and that was that I know Lord, you love me.
很多事情都没办法在祷告说主医治我，我们主一直都没医治啊。
And it was hard for me to pray, Lord, heal me, because for so long I was not healed.
只能够抓住一件事，主你是爱我。
I can only hold on to one thing, and that is Lord, you love me.
一直能够跟主说，主你是爱我的。
And just hold on to this fact, Lord, you love me.
那么里面。安息了
and I had rest within.
有确据
I had the assurance.
力量回来了
and the strength returned.
我想讲一个弟兄在因着信仰被抓到劳改营的事
I want to share a testimony of a brother who because of his faith was taken into a prison camp.
他太多见证
And he has so many testimonies.
我只想讲一件事情。
I just want to share one.
当有一天早上，这个雨下得很大。
One morning, the rain was pouring very heavily.
所有抓在劳改营里面的都不能够出去劳动。
And all those in the prison cannot go out to work.
那干部来说，今天既然不劳动，我们也没东西吃，我们要出去挖番薯、甜瓜。
And so the leader of the prison said, okay, we need to go out and dig up the yams to eat.
找了一个人，那个人一看外面下雨，路又很难走，就跟这个队长说，我胃痛。
And so they found one prisoner and they asked him to go. And then he told the leader, he told him,
队长看一看，胃痛也查不出来了嘛。
And so he told him that I have a stomach issue, so I can't go. And the leader of the prison said, oh, we can't determine if
you're going to go. 找第二、第三、第四个，每个都有他身体上哪里在痛。
So they found the second, third, fourth, and all of them said they had some pain somewhere in their body.
就到我们的弟兄。
And then it came to our brother.
他就问我们弟兄说，你哪里痛啊？
So our brother was asked, do you hurt anywhere?
Oh, you have pain anywhere.他说没有我没有痛
And he said no I don't have any pain anywhere
他说那就你去
And he said why don't you go
就把铁锹啊这个便单啊锣都给他带走了
And so they gave him the shovel the carrying pole the basket and he took them all
你知道下雨啊
so
it 不可以带个雨伞
it was raining very heavily so they couldn't use an umbrella
他给他用稻草，黑稻草做了一个就是稻草的雨衣给他穿出去了。
And so they gave him a hay raincoat for him to wear out.
你说稻草的雨衣可以遮雨吗？
And do you think a hay raincoat is very effective?
说他就出去了。
So he went out.
出去每走一下就摔倒。
And every few steps he would fall.
每走一下就摔倒。
Few steps again he would fall down.
一路上里面就是苦的。
And the whole way he was so bitter.
里面非常非常苦毒。
And he was full of bitterness.
他跟主说，我是你的孩子，我又不能够撒谎。
He told the Lord that I am your child and I cannot lie.
你就把这个困难临到我。
And you have given me this difficulty.
你不救我，你看现在都到我要出来了。
And you didn't save me, so now I have to come out and do this.
一路上跟主就是抱怨。
And so the whole way he was complaining to the Lord.
整路上一直摔，一直就是抱怨。
And as he was stumbling his way, he was complaining the whole time.
但是突然间主的爱临到他。
But suddenly the love of the Lord touched him.
你要知道他就一直在跟主讲话，都是抱怨的话。
We need to know that he was constantly talking to the Lord, but it was all words of complaint.
他突然间主的爱临到他。
Suddenly the love of the Lord came
to him. 他就想到我今天是属主的人。
And he remembered, today I belong to the Lord.
主付了重价救了我。
The Lord paid a great price to save me.
他就跪下来向主祷告。
And so he kneeled down and prayed to the Lord.
谢谢主救了他。
He thanked the Lord for saving him.
他甚至可以赞美主。
And he could even praise the Lord.
他发现他里面的力量回来了。
And he found his inner strength.
他那个可怜自己的过了。
And he was over his self-pity.
他可以起来走。
And he could rise up and walk.
从他出来走到他跪下来再起来，他换了一个人。
So from the time he left and then to the time he kneeled down and prayed, he became a different
man. 他到了那个田,
when he came to the field,
他就开始挖,
he started digging.
他里面有力量,
within he had strength.
他挖, 一直挖,
kept digging and digging.
我也忘记他是一个箩还是两个了, 反正都装满了。
I can't remember how many baskets he had, but he filled up all he had.
他没有想过他抬不抬得起来。
He didn't even consider whether he could carry it.
反正就是一直挖。
He just kept digging.
好了，装满了，拿起扁担抬回去了。
And so he filled up the baskets and then carried the pole and returned.
因为路很滑。
Because the road was slippery.
走一走还是摔。
Every few steps you would fall.
这些番薯这些地瓜都洒出来了。
And then the yams would spill out of the basket.
他一个个再把它摆回来。
And then, one by one, he would put them back in the basket.
继续走。
He continued walking.
他这个是要拿到干部的饭堂的。
And he had to bring it to the cafeteria.
他们都吓一跳了。你个子不高，你怎么抬得回来这么多番薯的？
And they were frightened because he was not of large stature, but how were you able to bring back so many yams?
他们就拿去称一下。
And so they went to weigh it.
230斤。
And they measured it to be 115 kilos.
大概是有300磅。
Around 300 pounds.
我不知道这里有没有人在健身的。
I don't know how many people weightlift here.
你抬得起来吗？走一段路回来。
Could you lift it up and you had to walk the way back?
他回来了。
And he walked back.
So 后来这个队长对大家宣布，这个人改变了。
And so the leader of the prison announced to everyone that this person has changed.
在众人面前夸奖他。
And among all the people started praising him.
并且说这个人思想改造改好了。
And they said this person's mind has been changed.
你知道出去的时候他同仓里面的那些犯人，他说今天队长这个心情好，你随便给个理由都可以不用去啊。
So before he went out, they were all discussing that, oh, the leader, the guard is in a good mood today. You can say any excuse and you don't have to go.
对他来讲，我是一个属主的人，我不能够骗。
But for our brother, he said, I belong to the Lord, I cannot lie.
我身体里面没有事就是没有事。
That if I have no pains or issues with me, I cannot lie.
因为这件事，他被提升了。
Because of this,the news spread upward.
Promoted.
Oh, he became promoted.
他成为大队长，大组长。
And he became sort of a leader in the prison.
他去派去负责所有 种菜的田这个主啊，或者水果主，或者养鸭养猪的场地去了。
And so he went to a different field where they were cultivating fruits and other animals.
当一个族长可以报告什么犯人做了什么事，报告给队长听的。
And it was and he could announce what others were doing to the leader.
所有的犯人都巴结他。
And everyone was very envious.
他可以吃到最好的水果。
Oh, so they treated him very well. So he always ate the best fruits.
可能都是初熟的水果都给他先吃。
Perhaps he ate all the first fruits.
这个食物甚至鸭蛋这个都给他吃。
And so all the best food they were given to him to eat.
他身体慢慢好过了。
And his body slowly became healthier.
他原来仓房的那些犯人。
And so the prisoners that he was originally with.
他说你怎么知道有这个结果的？
They asked him, how did you know that this was the outcome?
我们如果知道结果，抢就去挖番薯了。
That if we knew this was the outcome, we would have fought to go out and dig up the yams.
我们今天难处不见得就是不好。
So today we see that difficulties does not mean it is not good.
我们常常说这是难处是变相的祝福。
We often say that difficulties are blessings in disguise.
如果我们的心是向着主的。
But if our heart is towards the Lord.
我们能够跟主一直祷告。
And we can continue to pray to the Lord.
主要借着环境得着我们这个人。
The Lord can use the circumstances to obtain us.
我们可以一下子顺服不了。
At one moment, we may not be able to submit.
但是当我们把心中的苦况，英文叫做都给我们的，不要当给人啊，就都给我们的主。
But when we just reveal everything to the Lord,
我们发现我们的主，我们要留意我们的主可以做事的。
Then we see that our Lord can do the work.
他可以做外面，他也可以做我们里面。
He can do the work outward, or he can do the work within.
我们能够经历到我日子如何，力量也要如何。
That we can experience that, as your days, so shall your strength.
有时候我们祷告负担很重，非常迫切。
Sometimes when we pray, the burden is so heavy, and we are very earnest in our prayer.
就把难处挪走。
And the Lord removes the difficulty.
有时候我们祷告非常迫切。非常有负担，主没有把难处拿走。
Sometimes when we pray so earnest with burden, but the Lord does not remove the difficulty,
主给我们心里力量起来。
The Lord gives us strength to rise up.
我想我过去讲过这个，我们基督徒在地上行走，就好像一条船在海面上走。
I've shared this illustration before. Our Christian walk is like a ship at sea.
我们走一走，前面有个礁石挡住我的去路。
We keep going, and there is a reef that is blocking our way.
我们祷告说主啊 ，remove the reef， 把这个礁石拿走，可以让我平稳的过去。
We pray to the Lord, Lord, remove this reef so I can smoothly go through it.
主不见得会把礁石拿走
，but the Lord may not necessarily remove this reef.
主会把海水升高。
But the Lord raises the sea level.
这个礁石就在海下面。
And so the reef is farther under the water.
船就在上面过去了。
And the ship can pass over top of it.
这个礁石再不巴着它，再不影响它。
This reef no longer bothers and has any impact.
我们日子如何，力量也如何。
As our days, so shall our strength be.
这个我们怎么样去经历，祷告。
How do we experience this? It is through prayer.
当然我们心要先给主。
Of course, we need to first give our.
只有一个愿意做门徒，真的给主，我们祷告与天连接。
Only one who is truly the Lord's disciple can you be connected to heaven.
我们的祷告主一定要工作。
And when we pray, the Lord has to do something.
或者把事情挪走，或者让我力量起来。过我的生活。
Either move the and change the circumstance or give me strength to go.
还有一件事关于主听我们祷告。
One more thing regarding the Lord hearing our prayer.
主听我们祷告一定跟他的心意是一致的。
Lord answers our prayer, it is according to his will.
千万不要以为我很负担祷告，祷告主就可怜我就做。
Do not think that because I pray so earnestly, the Lord has pity on me and he answers my prayer.
那我们的神只是我们的仆人。
Then the Lord is just our servant.
我们要知道我们的神是我们的主人。
But we need to know the Lord is our master.
是我们祷告跟他的心意连起来了。
And when we pray and our heart is connected to his.
所以他听我们的祷告。
Then he hears our prayer.
我们在地上会遇到各种各样的环境。
On this earth we will encounter various circumstances.
我们会有两种的反应。
We'll have one of two reactions.
如果这个非常艰难的环境
，It is very difficult circumstance.
一个反应就是我们逃，我们埋怨，我们苦读，找人同情。
One reaction is we run away, we complain, and we're full of bitterness.
或者我们能够迫切来到主面前，不住的祷告。
Or we earnestly come before the Lord and ceaselessly pray to Him.
这是我们可以选择。
This is a choice we can make.
谁会选择第二个？
Who would choose the second option?
只有一个真正奉献给主，做主门徒的人。
Only one who has truly consecrated themselves to the Lord.
因为我们知道我们有个主人。
Because we know we have a master.
我们知道我可以跟我们的主人说的。
And we know we can tell it to our master.
那圣经告诉我们说，我们的主是所有执政掌权的手。
And the Lord tells us that He is over all things, that His hand is over all things.
他是唯一全天地的主。
He is the only Lord over heaven and earth.
主给我们环境，就是要我们在环境中因着祷告明白他的心意。
The Lord gives us these circumstances so that through it we can know His will.
我们能够照着他的心意来向他祷告。
And according to His will, pray to Him.
你知道这个祷告主必定听的。
And we need to know that this prayer the Lord will answer.
我想大家记得哈娜的事。
If we remember the story of Hannah,
她很想得一个儿子。
She really wanted a son.
她迫切祷告。
And so she earnestly prayed.
她很有负担祷告。
And she prayed with burden.
就是只有别人生她不生的。
But others gave birth to children she did not have.
她流泪。
She wept.
她很苦。
She was very bitter.
她一直祷告。
And she continued to pray.
但是她一直祷告，她改变了她的祷告。
But when she continued to pray, she changed her prayer.
她说：“主，如果你给我一个儿子，我把他献给你。”
She prayed that, Lord, if you give me a son, I will give him back to you.
我们很多时候想得一些事情，我们也跟主交换了。
Sometimes when we really want something, we might bargain with the Lord as well.
等你得到那个，你再忘了，没有交换，得到就是得到。
But yeah, once you get it, you forget about what you told the Lord.
哈娜，她跟主这个祷告，主听见了。
But Hannah's prayer to the Lord heard.
我们的神在地上要找到一个器皿可以用。
The Lord was, our Lord was, God was looking for a vessel that He could use.
他一直在等。
And so He was waiting.
他一直在等，我什么时候能够得到一个器皿？
So He was waiting until He could obtain this vessel.
就这就这个环境，哈娜有个祷告，神说好，我有器皿。
And so because of Hannah's prayer, the Lord saw, now I have a vessel.
所以她就生了一个儿子叫撒母耳。
So she gave birth to a son, Samuel.
她也还她的应许跟主祷告，在她断奶的时候就把孩子送到以利那里去了。
And according to her prayer, she gave her child to Eli in the temple.
你说啊，如果一个好教会，我就把他送去有人好好教养，对吧？
You think, oh, if there's a good church, I send him there to grow there.
你送给以利。
But sending to Eli.
他已经老了。
He's very old.
然后他两个儿子完全不敬畏神的。
His two sons did not fear the Lord at all.
我把我儿子送去不是完了吗？
If I send my son there, is he done for?
但是哈娜还是照样送去。
But Hannah still sent him there.
你就发现神越过以利，直接对撒母耳说。
And so we see that God bypassed Eli and directly spoke to Samuel.
撒母耳就成为一个转移时代的一个器皿。
And Samuel became a vessel that changed the time.
我们的神一直是要有个君王，有个国度的。
But God always wanted a king and a kingdom.
谁能够有个器皿能够带进君王跟国度？
So who could be the vessel to bring in this era of king and the kingdom?
最后得到撒母耳。
And God, in the end, obtained Samuel.
结束了士师时代。进入了君王时代。
Ending the era of the judges and into the era of the king.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不要被环境打倒。
So brothers and sisters, we cannot be knocked down by our circumstances.
我们今天如果不把自己奉献给主。
Today, if we do not consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
因为我们怕艰难。
Because we are afraid of difficulties.
你可能也会有很顺利的日子啊。
Maybe you will have very smooth times.
Very smooth. 你也可能遇到困难你就过不了。
Maybe you'll encounter difficulties that you cannot get over.
一个难处就可以把你打倒。
And one difficulty is enough to knock you down.
就真正奉献的人我们能够面对难处。
Only someone who is truly consecrated can face these difficulties.
因为没有一个环境是偶然临到我们。
Because no, nothing happens to us by chance.
是他精心制作给我们。
It is, everything is tailored for us by the Lord.
环境有时候很难，没错，很难经过，没错。
Sometimes circumstances are very difficult and it is very difficult to go through.
但是我们能够告诉我们的主。
But we can tell our Lord.
在我们不住随时随处跟我们的主说你在不知不觉中你跟主非常的亲近
that when you ceaselessly anytime anywhere pray to the Lord without you knowing it you are drawing very close to the Lord
所以弟兄姊妹但愿我们真的能够恢复祷告的实际
so brothers and sisters may we restore this reality of prayer
我们基本上没有人说我不祷告
None of us would say we don't pray
但是我们很少人经历祷告的实际祷告的真实
Very few of us experience the reality and the truth of prayer
当我们经历主听祷告我们在心里面或者我们里面的人就认识到他是一个又真又活的主
When we experience the Lord hearing our prayerThen within, we know He is the true and living God.
我们才能够像刚刚那首诗歌唱的，主我相信。
Then we can be like the hymn we just sang, Lord, I believe.
真的相信你在这。
I really believe that you are here.
我真的相信你在这里听的。
I truly believe that you are here listening.
我再一次把我的心归给你。
And I give myself to you.
我告诉我的主说，你是我的主。我是属你的。
And I tell my Lord, you are my Lord, I belong to you.
我今天要继续交通到恢复神话语的实际。
Today I want to continue sharing on restoring the reality of God's word.
神的话要对我们是真实的。
God's word must be true to us.
我们读一些圣经好吗?
Let's read some Bible verses.
诗篇119篇。130节
Psalm chapter 119 verse 130
119篇130节 你的言语一解开就发出亮光使愚人通达
The entrance of your words give light it gives understanding to the simple
第89节同一篇哈第89节
Verse 89
耶和华你的话安定在天直到永远
Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven
105节你的话是我脚前的灯是我路上的光
Verse 105 Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path
第11节我将你的话藏在心里免得我的罪
Verse 11 Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you
第15节我要默想你的训示，看重你的道路。
Verse 15, I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways.
你这诗篇119篇都在讲主的话。
Psalm 119 talks about the Lord.
它用很多的词句就是讲到主神的话的重要。
It uses many verses to talk about the importance of God's word.
我们要再继续来看哈。
Let's read some more verses.
约翰福音第五章。
John chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章三十九到四十节
Verse 39 to 40
你们查考圣经因你们以为内中有永生给我做见证的就是这经然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命
You search the scriptures for in them you think you have eternal life and these are they which testify of me but you are not willing to come to me that you may have life
第六章六十三节
Chapter 6, verse 63.
叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我又对你们，把我对你们说的话，就是灵，就是生命。
It is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life.
哥林多后书三章六节
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6，
他叫我们能承受着新月的执事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着心意，因为那字句是叫人死，心意是叫人活。
Who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the spirit, for the letter kills, but the spirit gives life.
路加福音第二十四章
Luke chapter 24
二十七节
verse 27，
这是主耶稣对两个门徒说的话。于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白。
This is what our Lord Jesus told the disciples, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
同样二十四章三十二到三十三节上一句
So chapter 24 verse 32 to 33 the first part，
他们彼此说在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？
And they said to one another， Did not our heart burn with us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scripture to us？
最后一节哈，二十四章四十五节。
And chapter 24 verse 45。
于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经。
And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scripture。
我读了很多的圣经节。
I read many Bible verses。
我们今天要来看，今天不是说你有没有读圣经。
Today it is not have you read the Bible。
乃是你有没有发现圣经在对你说话。
But have you found that the Bible is speaking to you?
我本来在想今天在北美到处都说查经班。
In America, we see there are so many Bible studies.
但我后来想一想可能世界各地都喜欢查经。
But I think perhaps around the world, everyone likes to study.
因为我们知道查经读圣经是重要的。
Because we know that studying the Bible is important.
所以我们有很多查经班很多读经的计划
And so we have many Bible studies We have many Bible reading plans
我也在想可能现在知识分子很多
And I think now there's also a lot of knowledge
说我们既然信耶稣查经
And so since we believe in the Lord We study the Bible
甚至有人跟我说哎，我们又来上课了
Some even told me we've come back to class today
什么意思
What does this mean?
我们今年要的就是知识
What we want today is just knowledge
我们以为知识多了哎，我就可以了。
We think that if I have more knowledge, then I'm good.
我以为知识多了，我就属灵了。
Think that the more knowledge you have, then we're spiritual.
我今天要告诉弟兄姊妹，这是非常错误的一个想法。
I'm here to tell brothers and sisters that this is a very incorrect way of thinking.
知识多了，你不见得属灵。
That just because you have more knowledge does not make you more spiritual.
刚刚读的圣经节，有人以为圣经本身。我读我就得永生了
Bible verses we just read Some people think that As long as I read the Bible I will have eternal life
你要知道圣经是一本见证的书
We need to know that the Bible is a book of testimony
这本见证的书乃是指向耶稣基督的
And this book of testimony is pointed to our Lord Jesus
只有耶稣基督能够给我们生命
Only our Lord Jesus can give us life
好像我们弟兄传福音的时候提到说生命在他里头
Like when our brother was sharing the gospel that life is in him
我们整本圣经都指向耶稣基督
The whole book is pointed to our Lord Jesus
如果我们只有知识不认识我们的主也是白读
If you only have knowledge but you do not know our Lord you are reading in vain
说圣经里面知道我们人的问题
So the Bible knows the problems we have
说他说你查经绝对不要抓住字句
So the Bible says when you study the Bible, do not just hold on to each letter.
但是今天很多人只抓字句。
But today, so many people just hold on to the letter.
这个就这样讲啊。
And it says it this way.
但为什么圣经说你不要抓字句？
Why does the Bible say
that? 你要抓到精义。
But you need to hold on to the life.
所以你的精义呢，是圣灵先要对你说什么。
And so what is the thing the Spirit is speaking to you?
说我们年长的弟兄常常说读圣经要读出里面属灵的意思。
And so, elder brother has shared with us that when we read the Bible, we need to read the spiritual meaning.
或者是对我属灵是有供应的。
Or what has supplied to my spirit.
不然的话，你读字句啊，你交通出来，你圣经怎么讲？字句叫人死啊。
Otherwise, if you just read the letters, what does the Bible say? It says the letters kill.
说你越讲这些字句，你就把死亡带到聚会了。
So the more you share of just these letters, you are bringing death to the church.
并且如果我们只是注重字句的话，你到有一天你觉得很枯干。
And if you just focus on the letters, then at the end, you will feel you are very dry.
你说你读完之后你也没有什么活力的，读完了。
That you, after you finish reading, there is no
strength of life.
In your mind, it feels like you have
no strength.
These verses, but yet within you have no strength.
那为什么圣经说神的话是活的，是灵有灵啊？这个叫人活的就是灵啊，是有圣灵在里面的。
But why does it say that the word gives life and?
它是神的话就是灵，就是生命啊。
And the word is spirit, word is life.
我们读圣经有读到神的话就是灵，就是生命。
But when we read the Bible, do we experience that the word is spirit, the word is life?
我们读圣经就是一直钻研里面，这里翻一翻来，到处要找出一些字句上的事啊。
But when we read the Bible, all we do is study and try to find the meaning behind the letter.
没错，我们不可以断章取义。有可能是 pick up a verse and say it.
Indeed, you can't just read one verse and say it.
我们今天要知道圣经里面究竟它要告诉我们什么。
We need to look in the Bible, see what it is trying to tell us.
但是你要知道，如果我们只进入了字句，我们。
But we need to see that if we just read at the, for the letters, then we see the more we read, the further we are getting from the Lord.
神的话要到我们里面，读的人里面是活的，才有用。
The Lord wants His word to enter into our heart so it can be living, so it can work.
不然的话，弟兄姊妹，你越用字句读，你一定退后。
Otherwise,Brothers and sisters, the more you read just for the letters, the more you will get back.
你落在黑暗里，你都不知道。
Even worse, you are in darkness and you don't know.
因为你说我都有在读。
Because you say I have.
我也在查经。
And I'm studying the Bible.
你知道在旧约结束的时候
，at the end of the Old Testament,
有四百年神没对他的使命讲话。
There are 400 years that our Lord did God did not.
一直到四使约翰出现。
Until the arrival of John the Baptist.
神再讲话
Then God began to speak again.
这四百年里面你发现犹太人有圣殿
We see in these 400 years the Jews had the temple.
他们有祭司
They had their priests.
他们还在那里侍奉神
And they were even serving God there.
他们聚会的好得很
They had great meetings.
他们也有旧约圣经
And they had the Old Testament.
但是圣经告诉我们神没讲话
But the Bible shows that God did not speak.
那他们读圣经是谁在讲话
？So then, when they are studying the Bible, who is speaking?
他们在读字句。
They are just reading the letter.
你说他们读的熟不熟
？Do you think they read it? Are they familiar with the Bible?
你记得主耶稣出生，有几个这个东方博士，来到犹大地啊，去找到希律王说，你要生下来的王在哪里啊？
Remember when our Lord Jesus was born, that wise men from the east came to Herod and they asked, where is the king who will be born?
希律王就去找文士法利赛人。哎，你们圣经里面说犹大王要生是生在哪里？
So King Herod asked the scribes and the Pharisees that where will the king be born?
弟兄姊妹，如果是问你，你会怎么样？哎，等我查一下。
If someone were to ask you, well, you say, oh, let me do some research.
今天拿个手机，我查一下，很快告诉你。
I take out my cell phone, quickly look it up, then I'll tell you.
这些文士法利赛立刻回答，在犹大的伯利恒。
But the scribes and Pharisees, they responded instantly. They knew it was in Bethlehem in Judah.
他们圣经读得熟吗？
Do we know that they are very familiar with the scripture?
真的很熟。
They are very familiar.
你一问他就懂得回答你。
You ask them, they know.
但是你发现圣经啊。当他们听到犹大王出生
But we see that when they saw the,
就犹太人的王出生
The king of the Jews was going to be born
圣经怎么讲全城不安
We see that there was unrest in the city
他们知道有一个这个弥赛亚基督要出生了但是真的基督出生我里面没平安了
They knew that Jesus Messiah was going to be born But when he was actually born they had no peace
他 他应该非常很高兴，他这样读圣经的话，他应该很高兴王终于出生了。
If they read the Bible, they should have been very happy that the king is going to be born.
当然有人真的好好读人家西面，知道基督来了，高兴得不得了，看到他说我可以安然离去了。
We see there are some who really read the Bible earnestly, like Simeon, and when he saw the Lord, he's like, now I can depart in peace.
你发现这些犹太人或者这些读圣经的人不止心里不安，他们最后是拒绝基督的，拒绝主。
So we see that not only were they at unrest in their hearts, but at the end they even rejected Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是非常严肃的事情。
Brothers and sisters, we need to see that this is a very serious matter.
不信主的人不会读圣经的。
People who don't believe in the Lord.
只有信耶稣的人要读圣经。
Only believers will read the Bible.
但读信耶稣的人，你是怎么样读圣经的？
But as a believer, how are you reading the Bible?
如果我们是读字句的话，
if you're just reading the letters,
你知道我们终有一天我们可能都不想读了。
One day you'll reach a point where you might not even want to read.
我们必须读圣经，读到活的话。
When you read the Bible, you must read the living word.
我们必须认识到字句帮助不了我们。
We need to know that the letters cannot help us.
所以今天我们有很多初信的弟兄姊妹。
Today there are many new believers among us.
记得圣经不是一本教科书。
Remember that the Bible is not a textbook.
我以前有个同事，他也说他信耶稣。
I once had a coworker. He also said he believed in the Lord.
非常聪明的一个人。
Very smart person.
他说你为什么整天要读圣经？
He asked, why do you have to read the Bible all the time?
读一次好好读过不是就懂了？
If you read the Bible once through, don't you know it?
因为他把圣经当作教科书。
Because he treated the Bible like a textbook.
圣经是神的书。
The Bible is God's word.
神今天要告诉我们他是谁。
Today God is trying to show us who he is.
你知道我们人非常 limited, 我们非常有限的认识我们的神的。
As man, we are very limited in our understanding of God.
神用很 limited 的语言来告诉我们他是谁。
And God used man's limited words to express who he is.
为什么我们读圣经需要有启示？
That is why when we read the Bible, we need to have revelation.
我们只有说遇我们把圣经能够读得活起来，我才能够遇见我的主的。
And only when we read the Bible and it becomes living to us, can we meet our Lord.
不过我还是愿意跟初信的弟兄姊妹讲一下。
But I still want to share with the newer believers.
在你们信主初信的头两年的里面。
In the first couple years that you just believed in the Lord,
要很快的把圣经从创世纪第一章到启示录的二十二章，在两年里面好好把它读过两三次。
From Genesis chapter 1 to Revelation chapter 22, in the first 2 years, you read it 2 or 3 times.
我们说这是快速的读过。
We say this is speed reading.
那我们知识分子有个问题啊，读读，哎，这里不懂。
Sometimes when we're so focused on knowledge, we reach a point, oh, I don't understand what this is.
立刻就问了，这很容易吧，打 text, 哎，请问这个怎么解释？
And so it's very easy now, you send a text, can you explain what this verse is?
我告诉你，你问的十个九个也不懂。
I tell you that when you ask someone, 9 out of 10 people will not know it. 既然你会不懂，
其实我们也不懂。
If you don't understand it, we don't know it either.
你会发现哈，我们不是说我们不求圣经。
You find that we're not saying that we do not seek holiness.
乃是说我们今天需要对圣经有些概念。
But that we must have some basic understanding of the Bible.
对神的话要有概念。
We need to have understanding of God's word.
它里面讲到一些事情，一些人物，一些故事，我们要知道。
The Bible speaks of some matters, some characters, some stories that we must know.
甚至圣经有多少卷，你要什么书卷，你要知道。
And how many books? What books are in the Bible?
当聚会的时候翻圣经，你要翻到哪里？
So when we turn to the Bible in meeting, you know where to turn.
但这个可能我就落后了，因为今天不用翻，拿手机按哥林多，哎，出来了。
And perhaps maybe I'm this is old style because today you can just use your phone and tap a book and there it is.
那但是我们的确要知道圣经里面究竟有哪些卷。
But we must be familiar with the books in the Bible.
所以当我们这样子啊聚会。或者听讲道或者交通你弟兄姊妹的交通的里面你不会都是陌生的。
So when we gather and when you hear the message or when brothers and sisters fellowship with you, that you will not be lost and it will not just be foreign to you.
你说 这两年啊，你可能连字句都不是，你就把它读过就是。
And so for these 2 years, it might not even just be reading the letters, just read it through a couple of times.
不要急着我，我干嘛两年都不懂啊，都没读懂什么。
And don't focus on, oh, after 2 years, I don't really understand what I'm reading.
你要知道这本书，这本圣经是你一生要读的。
But you need to know that this Bible is a book you will be reading your entire life.
你想头两年你就把它搞懂。
If you think then the first 2 years, you will understand it.
我这个信主已经四五十年，圣经真的懂得没多少。
I believe in the Lord 40-50 years. How much I truly know of the Bible is still not a lot.
我们这个是一生要来认识的。
This is a book that takes our whole life to understand.
但是你速读过两三次之后，
but after you speed read it a few times,
你要有一个改变的读法。
You must change the way you read.
我们说的是生命的读经。
You must read the Bible living.
是读到心里面去。
Read it into your heart.
这个读法就慢了。
And then when you read it this way, it's slower.
你要好好的、很用心的读。
And you must read it with your heart.
因为读圣经是培养主的生命在我的里面。
Because reading the Bible is to increase the life of Christ in me.
查经聚会也是培养主的生命在我的里面。
And the Bible study fellowship meeting is to increase the amount of Christ in me.
没错，会增加一些知识，重点不是增加知识。
Indeed, you will gain some more knowledge, but the focus is not the knowledge.
接着我们所懂的一点知识，培养主的生命在我里面。
But that the knowledge we know will increase and cultivate the life of Christ in us.
因为只有在读圣经当中遇见我们的主，主自己给我们生命。
Because when we read the Bible, only when we meet the Lord will give us the life.
如果主的话在我们里面是活的，你发现你每一次来到主的话面前，你会有得着，甚至你会有改变。
If the Lord's word is living to us, you will find that whenever you read, you will obtain something and you will also change.
我们刚刚读在往以马忤师的两个门徒。
We read about the two disciples who are on their way to Emmaus.
他们盼望耶稣基督就是来做王。
Their desire for the Lord or their hope was that he would become king.
但是他们读到就是以为主现在要做王，没想到主被钉死。
And they, from their understanding, they thought the Lord would become king, but yet he was crucified.
他们就忧愁。
And they were very sorrowful.
哇，又听到一些妇女说，哎，是主复活了。
And they heard some maidservants that said, Lord Jesus resurrected.
他们迷糊。
And they were confused.
我告诉你，这些人是读圣经的。
Let me tell you, these people, they studied the Bible.
但是主耶稣一个死，一个复活，一个把他们搞得就一，我是忧愁，我又迷糊了。
And when they heard Lord Jesus' death and then his resurrection, they were in despair and they were also confused.
主耶稣在路上与他们相遇。
And the Lord Jesus on the road, they met him.
主对他们讲解圣经。
And the Lord expounded the scripture to them.
圣经怎么告诉我？
What does the Bible tell us?
路加怎么告诉我？
What does Luke tell us?
他说，他们两个人说，当主在讲解圣经，有东西改变。我里面是火热的。
And they told one another that there was a change, that when our Lord Jesus was speaking to us, within my heart burned.
如果我们来聚会，我们来查经也好，我们这个交通也好，我们里面没有火热的话，你说讲的人有问题。
If we come to meeting, Bible study or fellowship, and our heart does not burn, you might say, oh, the person speaking has a problem.
当然讲的人也要负责任。
Of course, the one speaking also has to bear responsibility.
但是重点是我们态度不对的话，你发现我们里面没火热起来。
But we see that if our attitude, our heart is not right, then our heart does not burn.
因为如果我们只是注重知识，你里面不会火热。
Because if we're only focused on knowledge, your heart will not burn.
啊，今天聚会又结束了，不就是这样了？我参加一个聚会就是。
Today the meeting is over again. I have come and attended another meeting.
你可以弟兄姊妹，如果真的要问你自己，如果我们问你，你每个主日来，你有没有觉得哦，今天有机会玩了？
Brothers and sisters, honestly, if I ask you, how do you feel after me? Oh, the meeting has ended, another meeting ended.
今天很多人读圣经说，哎，我今天读了我该读的了。
Many people read the Bible and they say, oh, today I have fulfilled what I had to read.
你知道今天很多读经计划，什么旧约读五章，新约读两章，对吧？ And, 那你一年就读一次。
And there are some plans you read five chapters Old Testament, two chapters New Testament.
所以我今天读了我该读的，责任结束。
And I read what I needed to read today, and now my responsibility.
我也守了，每天都读圣经。
And I keep the rule.Every day I read the Bible.
我跟弟兄姊妹讲，你基本上在过宗教生活。
Brothers and sisters, this is living the religious lifestyle.
So 我们今天要非常注意这个事情。
So today we need to pay close attention to these things.
我们基本上觉得我们是喜欢去信了主就是要查经堂。
And I think we have the idea that once we believe in the Lord, we need to come to Bible.
但是我们要注意我们自己啊。是不是越聚会我们心越冷淡
But we need to examine ourselves as the more meetings we attend, the colder we become.
我们里面的光景没有变的话，我们的查经、聚会、读经都出问题。
If our inner condition has not changed, then we come to meeting, Bible study or reading the Bible.
如果你还不认真面对这个事的话，那你就是我一直留着我过宗教生活。
And that is a problem. If we just stay in this condition, then we are just living a religious life.
你发现这两个门徒，当圣经解开了之后，他们火热。
We see these two disciples that when the Bible is revealed to them, their hearts burned.
他们的路也改变了。
And their way also changed.
他们本来离开耶路撒冷，往着以马忤走。
They left Jerusalem and were on the way to Emmaus.
他们现在真的是180度的改变。
And now it was really a 180 degree change.
他们不再往以马忤去，往耶路撒冷走了。
They turned around from heading to Emmaus and went back to Jerusalem.
他们真的走回归回的路。
And they walked the way of returning.
他们归回到耶路撒冷。
And they returned to Jerusalem.
说弟兄姊妹，我们读圣经，一生就是把话读到心中来。
So brothers and sisters, when we read the Bible, whole life is to read it into our heart.
圣经是神的话，圣灵在对每个用心读圣经的人在哪里工作。
The Bible is God's word, and the Holy Spirit is working in everyone's heart who is serious before the Lord.
使我们能够有启示。
So that we can have revelation.
我们里面会火热。
And within our heart will burn.
不是外面的活动使你火热。
It's not the outward activity that makes your heart burn.
乃是主的话使我火热火热的。
But God's word that makes your heart burn.
你知道有时候我们是小改变，有时候是大的彻底的改变。
Sometimes it's a small change, sometimes it's a big absolute change.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们读圣经，我们始终这个人里面没变。
Brothers and sisters, if we read the Bible, but our person has never changed,
可能有两种环境。一个就是你根本没重生得救。
There might be two conditions that here. One is that you are not even born again.
因为这个话根本不进来。
Because the word does not enter into your heart.
第二个，你在过宗教生活。
The second is you are just going through a religious life.
你满足于宗教生活。
You have fulfilled the religious life.
刚刚我们读的诗篇119篇130节，他那里说你的言语一解开就发出亮光。
The Psalm 119:130 says the entrance of your words give light, it gives understanding to the simple.
他说是愚人有智慧，这愚人啊，这原文的意思是 simple。给一个简单道主面前就有智慧。
When it says understanding is simple, it means that someone who by simple faith come before the Lord.
你要知道我们在这里不是只要知识。
We see that we are not just here to gain knowledge.
我们要主的话解开。
We want God's word to be revealed.
当主的话真的解开了，我能够看懂。
When the Lord's word is revealed to us, then we can see God's plan.
神的目的，神的心意，我上心啊。
God's purpose and God's heart become mine.
你知道我们好多事情不上心的。
I think there are so many things that we do not put our heart toward. We're not diligent.
我们出去玩很上心，会有哪里玩了？哇，醒过来了。
We are very diligent to go out and play.
我们今天说，哎呀，去吃饭，哎呦，醒过来了。
And when we go out to eat, we are diligent and we
become alive.
All the things of the world, the gossip, we become
alive.
But when we come to God's word, do we become
alive?
All the brothers sharing to us, but do we become alive? And once God's word is revealed to us, it shines light.
And
this light reveals to us, I know who I believe in.
我重生得救后, 我知道我活着的目的是什么?
After I'm born again and saved, I know the purpose why I live
in.
And I know how I ought to walk the way forward.
因为他说, 神的话一解开, 它发出亮光,
because he says, once God's word is revealed, it gives light.
所以我们常常喜欢讲, 119篇105节说, 你的话是我脚前的灯, 是我路上的光。
So you see, Psalm 119:105 says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
你发现神的话一解开, 就照亮我的方向。
We see that once God's word is revealed to us, then it's a
direction.
Before I was lost in
this world.
I didn't know which direction to go, left or right.
But once God's
word is revealed to me, I know which direction I need to walk.
主的话的亮光还指明
And not only that, but his word is a light, that a lamp that gives me, points out each step that I ought to
walk. 我能够知道方向, 然后照着那个方向, 每一步都有光带着我, 朝着有光的方向走。
I know the direction I need to go. I see the light on the path, and I have a lamp that guides me step by step to make reach that point.
弟兄姊妹, 如果神的话能够在我们身上, 能够恢复到这样的真实,
if God's word can restore to this reality in our lives,
we will
be full of joy within.
并且你会发现像我这么卑微的人, 主, 让我寻求他,
and you'll find that someone as lowly as me, that when I seek the Lord, I find him.
你就发现是与人通达, 主真的给了我一条通达的路。
It says, give understanding to the simple because the Lord has really given us a way to the understanding. We have many meetings. We gather together. We need to pray to the Lord, reveal your word to us. And not just give your light to me, but give your light to all the brothers and sisters.
每一个真正寻求你的人, 因为看到光,
that those who truly believe in you, because we see the light, we have a way forward. And this will deliver us from walking the religious life.
Last
time I also briefly mentioned that our Lord wants us to be a spiritual man.
一个属血气的人, 属肉体的人, 永远不会明白,
because a natural man, a fleshly man, will never understand the things of God.
你要知道,刚刚我们也读了,神的话是安定在天的。
We need to know that God's word is in the heavens.
你说我过宗教生活,你怎么知道我是过宗教生活?
And
我过得好好的。
You say, how do you know I'm living a religious life? I'm living a pretty good life.
你要知道,只要我们不是一个属灵的人, 圣经,主的属灵的事,你是永远摸不着的。But
as long as we are not a spiritual person, the spiritual things of God we can never grasp.
我们只摸到外壳。We
can only touch the outer shell.
圣经怎么讲,那是肤浅的事。And
the Bible tells you these are the shallow things.
你根本进入不了。You
cannot enter it.
圣经明说的,如果我们不是成为一个属灵的人, 你没办法明白属灵的事。The
Bible tells us if we are not a spiritual man, we cannot understand the spiritual things.
神的话不是给一个属肉体的人来读懂的。
The word of God is not a word that the natural man can understand.
属的话不是给一个属血气的人来读懂的。
And the word of God is not one the fleshly man can understand.
你知道我们有我们的观念的。
We have our own idea and mindset.
我们有我们的想法。
We have our thoughts.
你知道我们这些想法是把我们卡住了。
And these make us stuck.
我讲一个 我自己的事情。
I want to share something about myself.
我从年轻哈，对主稍微有心，我就说我要做，我要成圣。
And so when I was young and I had a heart for the Lord, then I said I must be holy.
因为圣经说你必须成圣。
Because the Bible says you must be holy.
所以我非常的努力。
So I was very hard working.
我越努力，我失败就很多。
And the harder I worked, the more failures.
我就非常的沮丧。
And I was very distraught.
我就更加的努力。
And so I worked even harder.
我去参加聚会，就看着有没有年长弟兄会说怎么努力能够成圣。
And when I attended meetings, I would hear very carefully see brothers would share how you work hard to become holy.
我只听到讲台上的弟兄说放弃你的努力吧。
But all I heard was brothers would share, give up your hard work.
你知道我一听到那句话，我就 shut off my ear， 我就不听了。
But once I heard this, I shut off my ear and I stopped listening.
因为我要听到是你告诉我怎么努力。
Because I want to hear how I can work hard.
结果他告诉我放弃你的努力。
But they shared to give up on your work.
他说基督就是你的圣洁。
Because Christ is your holiness.
你不用自己努力。
You don't need to work hard for it yourself.
我听不进去。
I could not accept this.
这什么意思啊？
What does this mean?
因为我有个观念。
Because I had a mindset.
我好好努力。
As long as I work.
我终于有一天圣洁了。
One day I will.
你看这些弟兄姊妹就会，哎，你看 Andrew 这多圣洁。
And brothers and sisters will see, oh, look how holy Andrew.
我想抬高我的地位。
I want to lift up my position.
我觉得我能够达到某个程度，我圣洁，那就不得了。
I think if I can reach a level where I'm holy, that would be amazing.
你会发现因为我一个观念
But because of this one thought
其实我们弟兄已经把圣经解开了
Indeed our brothers had already revealed the Bible
他已经想说基督就是你的圣洁
He said Christ is your holiness
但是我拒绝这句话
But I rejected this word
你知道我下意识我其实拒绝了圣经写的一句话
And in fact I was rejecting what the Bible said
因为这句话是在哥林多前书一章三十节里面写的
Because it is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30
但是我有个观念我要达到圣洁
But I had my own mindset that I want
我就不知不觉我拒绝了一句话
And I rejected this word
当这个光发出来我也不要
And when this light was shown to me I didn't want it
你发现我有一个情况就算光发出来我也挡出去了
And so I was in a condition that even if the light was shining on me I rejected it
你有没有想到这不是世界人你的世界主耶稣说我来到地上地上不的人不接受我这是约翰福音第一章讲的
Do you think about that this is not to non-believers because we know our Lord says that when he came that people of this world rejected him
所以圣经 约翰福音怎么讲他说光来到世界世界的人却拒绝光。
And John chapter 1 says that the light came into the world, but the people rejected the light.
他们喜欢在黑暗里说黑暗拒绝光。
And that they would prefer the darkness and the light.
所以你发现世界的人基本上都拒绝光。
And so we see that people of the world reject our Lord.
但是我们要留意一个非常严肃的事啊。属于主的人也拒绝光。
But we need to be careful of one thing that those who belong to the Lord also reject the light.
因为我们里面有个观念。
Because we have a thought in our mind.
我认为要这样这样这样才行啊。
We think that we have to do this, 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 that's the way.
就算今天神的话发出光我也拒绝。
Even if God's word shines the light, I still reject it.
那是什么意思啊
What does this mean?
就是我已经在黑暗里。
It means that I am in darkness.
因为光来了我都不要。
Because the light came and I did not want it.
你说如果在我意识里面我怎么会拒绝光呢
And in my mind, why would I reject the light?
但因为我有些观念把我牢牢地封住说光来了我拒绝了。
But because of some mindset I had that when the light came, I even rejected it.
你就发现我们就在黑暗里了
And you find that we are in darkness
所以我们要求主救我们
So we need to ask the Lord to save us
不要成为一个拒绝光的人
So that we are not those who reject the light
求主给我能够看见光的
And seek the Lord to help us see the light
你知道我这个为了成圣这件事情十多年我都在黑暗。
This matter of holiness for over 10 years, I was in darkness.
感谢主，还怜悯我，有一天光进来。
Thank the Lord, he had mercy on me, and one day light entered.
我不再努力。
And I did not strive hard for
it. 因为圣经从来没叫我努力成圣。
Because the Bible did not, never says to work hard to become holy.
圣经只说你紧紧的常常的住在基督里。
The Bible just says to all the time, everywhere to abide in the Lord.
基督是你的圣洁。
And Christ is your holiness.
你知道我一直拒绝这句话。
And I always rejected this word.
因为我希望人家称赞我。
Because I wanted others to praise me.
你看 Andrew 多圣洁。
Look at how holy Andrew is.
但是有一天我发现。
But one day I found.
我是一无是处的。
That I was completely Nothing.
我根本没可能圣洁。
That it was impossible for me to be.
只有在基督里。
Only in Christ.
只有基督成为我的圣洁。
Only when if Christ is my holy.
我没可能圣洁。
I cannot be holy.
一切都是基督。
Everything is in Christ.
从那一次开始，我终于把 focus 真的转到基督了。
And from that time on, I turned my focus.
我以前我要爱主，我 focus 我自己啊。
Before, when I wanted to love the Lord, my
我要别人看到我有多爱主。
I want others to see how much I love the Lord.
但是从那一次开始，我发现我是一无是处。
From that moment on, I saw that I was nothing.
一切都是主。
Everything is what Christ has done.
因为如果你做了，你就夸你自己。
Because if you do it by your own strength,
如果是主做的，你就夸主。
But if the Christ does it, the Lord does it, then we boast in our Lord.
所以圣经说不要夸自己，夸主。
So the Bible tells us, do not boast in ourselves.
但是你没有看见你的夸，哎呀，也夸的有心没力的，就是不是真实的。
But if we don't see it and we boast and it's not even truthful and there's no strength,
我们刚刚读的圣经还有一件事情，就是神的话。我们需要默想的。
And there's one other thing we've read in these verses that we need to meditate on his word.
我们弟兄们也交通了，要思念上面的事。
Brothers have also shared that we need to consider things above.
我们要以父的事为念，要以主的事为念。
We need to consider the things in heaven, the things of our Father.
若主的事我们不上心的话，你怎么去默想？
If we are not diligent to consider our father's word.
你知道两个人在谈恋爱，他真的上心了，那个人对吧？上心了，他不是默想，他是幻想。
And so it's not just considering, but it's like daydreaming. If two people are in a relationship,
dreaming, 他只是想到好的，坏的都没想到。
Only think of the good things and doesn't consider all the bad. Any of the bad.
那圣经里面告诉我们，我们需要默想。
But the Bible tells us that we need to consider.
当你这些话上心的时候，进到你心的时候。你会默想。
And when these words enter into your heart, you will meditate and consider it.
我就讲我两个事情给弟兄姊妹。
I want to share two things about myself.
你知道圣经里面说哈，我常常弟兄听弟兄们说，主的生命很宝贵。
I often hear brothers share that God's word is so precious, or God's life is so precious.
这句话在我里面没什么动静的。
But yet this word did not have much motivation.
我已经信主了，我今天有主的生命，我就上天堂了，我上定的了。
Since the day I believe in the Lord, I'm going to heaven. This is assured.
我不知道这句话究竟什么特别。
I didn't know what was so special about this word.
有一天我坐在我的客厅里，看着外面的。
One day I was sitting in my living room and I looked up at the sky.
这句话又来了。
And this word came back into my heart.
何等的宝贵。
That God's life is so precious.
我那天突然间通了。
And suddenly it was opened, revealed to me.
我认住了。我突然间发现这个生命在创立世界以前是在父子圣灵里面有的。没有任何有的。
And I was stunned because before the creation of the world, it was only, this life was only in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
今天因为我信主，我只能得到这自由、拥有、永在的生命线在我里面。
But because I believe in the Lord, now I have this everlasting life with it, which is in me.
我何德何能能够得到这永自由、拥有、永在的生命在我里面？
And what did I do that I deserve to have this amazing eternal life in me?
这位创造宇宙的神的生命，我这么卑微的人，我只能有了。
this life of God, the Creator, that I'm so lowly, yet I have His life.
我那天的发现让我不得了啊，我觉得不得了的事情。
And when I saw that, I was amazed.
那一次开始，上天堂已经不是我的重点了。我怎么会得到主这个自由、拥有、永在的生命呢？
At that time, the issue was not just about going to heaven, but how could I, someone like me, receive this life that has all and is free and has
我好多年都不懂为什么弟兄们讲这句话。
For so many years, I don't understand why brothers shared this word.
我知道那一天我明白了这句话，圣经很多我还没解得通的话解通。
And that day when I understood this, many things I did not understand the Bible were made clear.
你知道我那个，我已经忘记是早上还是下午，反正我那天非常高兴。
I don't remember what time of day, but I remember that day I was full of joy.
我也不能够形容我那时候的感谢主，你把你的生命给了我。
And I cannot express how thankful I was to the Lord that you have given me your life.
还有一次我在思想这个说你为什么一直问彼得你爱我吗？
And the other time I was considering, why did our Lord Jesus ask Peter, do you love me?
他为什么要问彼得你爱我比这些更深？
Why he asked Peter, do you love me more than these?
我一直在想说神反正说你反正就是要我们爱你。
My mindset was always, Lord, you want us to love you.
那你为什么特别要问彼得你爱我吗？
Why do you have to especially ask Peter, do you love
me? 你如果要挽回彼得你就说我还是爱你的。
If you wanted to restore Peter, you could just tell him, I still love you.
不是就可以挽回他了吗？
Isn't that enough to just restore him?
为什么会问彼得说你爱我吗？你爱我比这些更深。
So why does he need to ask Peter, do you love me more than these?
我那天只是在想，我就想到下面还有一句话。
And so when I was meditating on this, then I saw there were words that followed. The Lord told me,
喂着我的羊,
to feed my sheep.
我那天突然间心里面有很大的触动。
And there is a great moving in my heart that day.
如果我要侍奉主，必须爱主。
If I want to serve the Lord, I must love.
侍奉主不是一个工作。
Serving the Lord is not just a work.
侍奉主是必须先有爱主。
Serving the Lord, you first must love the Lord.
并且要爱主比一切都深。
And you need to love the Lord more than anything else.
如果你不能够爱主比一切都深，
you cannot love the Lord more than anything else.
你就不能够侍奉神。
And you cannot serve Him.
你也不能够服侍弟兄姊妹。
You cannot serve brothers and sisters.
因为主对彼得说你爱我吗？如果你爱我比这些都深，你就喂养我的羊。
Because the Lord Jesus is telling Peter that if you love me more than these, then you can feed my sheep.
我们爱主，就发现所有弟兄姊妹都是主的羊。
And when we love the Lord, we see that all brothers and sisters are God's sheep.
我们今天是好好喂养主的羊。
And today we have to do our best to feed God's sheep.
你知道那天对我，你说这些你早就知识都知道，这知识早就知道，但那天对我这句话非常的真实。
This knowledge I already knew, but that day this word became very real.
若要你知道侍奉主是神的呼召，我们主的呼召。
Serving the Lord is God's call to us.
以色列人出埃及。就是摩西对法老王说 Let my people go, 让他们来侍奉我，在旷野侍奉我。
The Israelites left Egypt. Moses told Pharaoh to let my people go so that I can serve God in the wilderness.
主耶稣在马太福音告诉我们说你不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
Lord Jesus tells us in the book of Matthew you cannot serve God and man.
这是主的心意要我们侍奉他的。
This is God's will for us to serve him.
但是彼得这件事上主在给彼得知道也给我们知道你要侍奉我你必须爱我比一切都深。
But God is telling, or Lord Jesus is telling Peter here that if you want to serve me, you must love me more than all these.
但我们都有祷告真如对主说主我爱你。
We all have prayer that Lord I love you.
求主帮助爱你更深。
Help me love you more.
所以我今天的负担就是跟弟兄姊妹来交通道恢复神话语的实际。
So So today my burden is to share with brothers and sisters to restore the reality, the truth of God's word.
主的话一解开是发出亮光。
Once God's word is revealed to you, it will shine light.
求主救我，不是成为那个挡住亮光的人。
May the Lord save me, deliver me, so I am not the one who rejects and blocks the light.
我如果说我天天读主的话，我每周都有一两次的查经聚会，或者我们聚会听主的话，让主的话、主的光照到我。
If we say, I read the Bible every day, I attend a couple meetings every week, may the Lord's light truly shine in us.
我们求主救我，不在黑暗里。
Seek the Lord to save us so that we are.
千万不要像法利赛人说，我哪里有在黑暗里。
We cannot be like the Pharisees and say, where am I in darkness?
那我们真的就走上灭亡的路。
Then we are really walking on the way to death.
哎呦，我们来聚会，来读主的话。我们心里面能够火热。
When we come to a meeting and we read the Lord's word, may our heart burn.
使我们一直能够转向主。
That we can always turn back to Him.
走在一条有光的路上，每一步都看见光。
And walk on the way of light, every step we see.
但愿主的话对我们是活的。
May the word of the Lord be living to us.
恢复我们读圣经查经的态度。
And restore the right attitude to study the Bible.
活的话成为我们的生命，成为我们灵里面的供养。
And this living word will become life to us and the supply to our spirit.
我们一起有祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
说我们再一次一同到你面前来。
Dear Lord, once again we come before you.
说我们谢谢你，你何等的爱我。
We thank you that because you love us so much.
说你一而再的在劝勉我们。
And you are always calling us.
说让我们能够成为一个常跟你说话的人。
That we can be those who often fellowship with you.
在各样的环境中，使我们能够伏在你的面前。
And in whatever circumstance that we will submit to you.
主啊，你也赐给我们你的话语。
And you have given us your word.
主啊，常常给我们做一个对的人，能够来听来读你的话。
May we be a right person when we hear your word, when we read your word.
主啊，我们真巴望我们。常常遇见你的话都是发光的。
Lord, we desire that when we read your word, you will shine your light in us.
说救我们不是一个挡住你光的人。
Lord, deliver us so that we are not those who reject and block your light.
在我们前面的路上能够一直走在光中。
In our way ahead, may we walk in the light.
说怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
恢复你话在我们身上的实际。
Restore the reality of your word in our lives.
还有我们在地上真的能够见证你是那位又真又活的神。
That while we're on this earth, we can testify that you are the true and living God.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Our
meeting will end here today.